On today's agenda, greetings to the seven churches, a vision of the Son of Man, the message to the Ephesians, the message to Smyrna, Jesus' message to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. The heavenly worship, the unopened book, the Lamb and the seals, the 144,000 sealed, and the white-robed multitude. Revelation 1:1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show to us, his servants, the things which must shortly come to pass. He sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. John bore record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Wow. Blessed is he that reads, and blessed are they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia Minor. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead. He is the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins with his own blood, has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and also they which pierced him. And all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, so be it. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord, which is and was and is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in trouble and tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the Isle of Patmos for the word of God. In other words, he had been arrested and put there as punishment. He was also there for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book, and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and as I turned around, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet likened to fine brass as they get when they are burned in a furnace. His voice was as the sound of many waters, and he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shines in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell down at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, and he said, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead. Behold, I am alive now for evermore, and I have the keys of the grave and of death. Write the things which you have seen and the things which are about to be shown you. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. The seven candlesticks which you saw are the seven churches. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write these things. These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know your works, and I know your labor, your patience, and how you cannot stand those which are evil. And you have tried them, which say they are apostles, and are faked, and found them liars. You have borne and been patient for my name's sake. You've labored and have not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, and repent. Do the works you did at first, or else I will come unto you quickly and remove your candlestick, that is, your church, out of his place, except you repent. But this you do have in your favor, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write this. These things said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know your works and your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those that say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And you shall have trouble for 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt at all by the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write this. These things said he which has the sharp sword with two edges. I know your works and where you live, even where Satan's seat is, and you hold fast to my name and have not denied my faith, even in the days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelled. But I have a few things against you, because you have there with you them that hold of the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So you have also with you them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a brand new name written on it, which no man knows, saving he that receives it. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things said the Son of God, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know your works, and your charity, and your service, and your faith, and your patience, and all your works. And the last is more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you, because you suffer that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, but she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and the hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But I say unto you, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not received this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put on you no other burden, but that which you already have, hold fast till I come. And he that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as potter's vessels are broken in pieces, even as I have received of my Father. And I will give unto him the morning star. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things said he which has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name that lives but are dead. Be watchful, therefore, strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If you shall not watch, I will come unto you as a thief, and you shall not know the hour I come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, which are not defiled, and have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write these things. These things said he that is holy, and he that is true, he that has the key of David. He that opens, and no man shuts, and shuts, and no man opens. I know your works, and behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it, for you have a little strength, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and know that I have loved you. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the entire world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly, and hold fast that which you have, so that no man takes your crown. Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church in Laodicea write, These things said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were either cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth, because you say I am rich and increased in goods and have need of nothing. And you don't know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel you, therefore, to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness does not appear, Anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him, and he will sup with me. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. The first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me. And he said, Come up here, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about his throne, and the sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne there were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, each clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning there before the throne, which were and are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like unto a lion, and the second beast was like a calf, and the third beast had a face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes inside. And they rest not day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, he who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne. These worshipped him that lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, nor under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereupon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I looked, and lo, I saw in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts and in the midst of the elders 1 lamb as if it had been slain. He stood having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God, and sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors or fragrances, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For you were slain and hast redeemed us unto God by your blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the sound of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are within the sea, and all them that are therein, heard, saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be given unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that lives forever and ever. And I saw, when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the voice or the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts said, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, there was a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat on the throne to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And it was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat upon him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see that you hurt not the oil and the wine." And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast. And he said, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat upon him was Death, and the grave followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of the lives of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest for a little while longer, until their fellow servants also and their brothers should be killed as they were. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, as it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And after these things I saw four angels standing in the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds on the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah, there were 12,000. Of Reuben, 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, there were 12,000. And Asher, there were 12,000 sealed. And of the tribe of Naphtali, and of the tribe of Manasseh, there were 12,000. And also of the tribe of Simeon were 12,000 sealed, and Levi. And of the tribe of Issachar and of Zebulun there were 12,000. And of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. And of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no man could number. They were comprised of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues. They stood before the throne, before the Lamb of God. And they were clothed with white robes and palm tree limbs in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation unto our God, which sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts. And they fell down before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, Who are these which are arrayed in white robes? And where have they come from? And I said, Sir, you know. And he said unto me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him night and day in his temple. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall no more hunger, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light upon them or cause them to be hot, nor any heat, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.